Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's July 4th, Independence Day, arguably the most popular day of the year for backyard grilling. What's on your menu? Allison Smith with the Kentucky Beef Council has a few suggestions.
Some of those great steaks that we like to talk about are the T-bone, which is considered a lean cut of beef, but it also has two great steaks in one, and that's what I love about it, is it's got a filet mignon, which is the most tender cut of beef you can eat, and the New York strip, which is a pretty darn good tasting steak itself. So that's a great steak, especially if you've got a family that's a little smaller. You can share that steak.
Generally, if the steak has the word loin or rib associated with it, it's very tender. For lesser cuts, marinades come in handy, and we'll have a quick tip on that. Smith says an instant read meat thermometer is a low-cost, easy-to-use, smart option so you don't under or overcook on the grill.
We suggest you cook to 145 degrees, which is medium-rare doneness. I know folks sometimes don't like it quite to that level. They like it a little bit more done. So if you're looking for a little more doneness, then 160 degrees is about medium doneness. And that range of 145 to 160 is just perfect to have a great steak.
They have a load of grilling tips and recipes online at kybeef.com. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Okay, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. How do you check a steak's temperature without burning your arm hairs off? The Beef Council's Allison Smith, tongs.
You want to hold on to it and insert the thermometer, the instant read thermometer, in horizontally rather than vertically. So in horizontally into the thickest part of the steak to let it read what it is. Again, we're looking for 145 to 160 degrees.
She says round steak is a less expensive cut, and a flank steak is very economical. A marinade for either would make them even more tender for the grill.
You definitely want to marinate that for about 6 hours to 24 hours. And something acidic, so anything like soy sauce, low-sodium soy sauce, to even plain yogurt would work just fine for marinating.
They have a great website at kybeef.com with marinade recipes, grilling tips, and the like. Enjoy. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.